Okay, so today is Daf Mem Hey. We're going to start on towards the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. So Amalei Rav Acha. So yesterday we learned that Rabbi Yochanan said that the concept of Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser only applies by Yisurin Nazir, right? And it doesn't apply to any other Yisurim. And we learned that Rabbi Yochanan said this in accordance with the Shita Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara is going to add, and we have the concept of Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser, and we have the Heter of No Saint Tam Lufgam. So Amalei Rav Acha Braid Rav Avya L'Rav Ashi. So Rav Acha says to Rav Acha asked to Rav Ashi, Midirabanon Nishma L'Rabbi Kiva. From the words of the Rabbanon, we shall learn out to Rabbi Kiva. Meaning he's going to ask on this idea that Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser, according to Rabbi Kiva and Biyochan, only applies to the Surrey Nazir. And he's going to learn it out from the ideas of the Rabbanon. Because we have the idea of Mishras. So Mishras, Rabbi Kiva learned out, that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Kiva, they learned out Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser, and the Rabbanon learned the idea of Tam Ki'ikar. So if the Rabbanon learned Tam Ki'ikar, and they say it applies to Kol HaTorah Kulo, so the new Rabbi Kiva is learning Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser from the same source, should also say it applies to Kol HaTorah Kulo, and not just to Nazir. That's what Gemara says. He says, Mi Rabbanon Nishma Rabbi Kiva, Mi Lo Ami Rabbanon Mishras, the Rabbanon, who are going to Rabbi Kiva, they took the word Mishras, Litain Tam Ki'ikar, to learn the concept of Tam Ki'ikar, something who is absorbs a taste. And then they took it from there, and they extrapolated it to the entire Torah, not just by Nazir, but by all cases, by Basar B'Chola, by Tarovus, everything, they have the concept of Tam Ki'ikar. So the Rabbi Kiva Nami, so according to Rabbi Kiva, who holds that Mishras teaches us Hetem et Starf L'Isser, Mikana Tadan L'Kol Yisroel Shabbat Torah Kula. So then you should also extrapolate it to the entire Torah. Why are you limiting it just to the concept of Nazir?
So, I think the word that Chacham is saying just makes so much more sense, because Rabbi Akiva doesn't give a shiur. When he say Hetem from L'Isser, how much Hetem? Like a grain of
Right. Right, Rashi says, Chatzi Kazayis, Rashi, that's how Rashi defined it. But you're right, he doesn't give a, you have to figure out what the shear would be. You're right. So he says, if you're going to just line them up, and you have Rabbi Kiva is going to learn Mishras for Heter Tarsel Isser, and Chacham is going to learn Mishras for Tam Ki Iker, and Chacham's Tam Ki Iker applies to Kol HaTorah Kulo, then Rabbi Kiva's Heter Tarsel Isser should apply to Kol HaTorah Kulo. So why are you, Rabbi Yochanan, limiting it only to cases of Nazir? So Rav Ashi says back, Rabbi Kiva, who learns the word Mishras to be by Nazir, to say that it only applies from Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser, and only applies to Nazir, he can't extrapolate it to the rest of the Torah, because Mishum to have a Nazir v'chato shnei k'suv v'abon ke'echad, and the emel amdim. Come across this a few times in our journey. The idea of, if you have two psukim that teach you the same rule, you can't extrapolate it. If you have one pasuk that teaches you the rule, then the Torah is teaching you a rule here to apply across the board. Why then it didn't write a second pasuk? Must be it wrote the second pasuk because we already would have learned it from the first one. If it writes two, must mean it's only due to these two cases, not anywhere else. Some sheet to say you need three psukim for that, but it seems to be here. So Nazir and Chatas are shnei k'suvim b'am ke'echad, meaning we're also going to learn Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser by Chatas. So Rabbi Kiva is learning Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser by Chatas and by Nazir, and therefore you can't learn anywhere else. So therefore when Rabbi Yochanan says only Mishras only applies to Nazir, it will be Nazir and Chatas and nowhere else. So, all right, there's 32, they're different places. So the Gemara says, okay, Nazir had the Amraran. Where do we learn Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser from these two psukim? So Nazir is that which we said before from the word of Mishras to teach us Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser. But Chatos Mahi, where do we learn from Chatos the idea of Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser? I'm not exactly clear on this one. He says, the Tanya, we have a Brisa. It says in the Parsha of Chatos, which is in Vayikra Perek Vav, it says, Kol Asher Yiga Bivsara Yikdash, which meant any Basar Chulin or Basar Shlomer, or any Basar, any meat that seems to touch the carbon, the Chatos meat, Yikdash, becomes holy as the Chatos. So therefore, Yachol Afilu Lo Bala, you might think that it implies even if you just touched the chatas meat, even if it wasn't absorbed, right? So Talmud Lomar, therefore the Pasuk says, Biv Sara, which it has to be in the flesh, Ad Sheyi Bala Bibasar, until it's absorbed into the flesh. And then it says, Yikdash, it becomes holy. What does that mean? Lihiyos kamoa. It becomes like the basar, meaning the meat of the kachikalim that touches the chatas, that's kachikachim, gets the status of the chatas. Shem psulihi, for example, if the chatas meat was pasul, whatever it was, pigol or any other psul, kipasels, and this other meat that came in contact with it also is pasul. Vim kshirihi, if it's kosher, meaning if the chatas meat is kosher, teyachol kishok kechamer shaba, it gets it can only be eaten in accordance with the stringencies. Rashi says teyachol habales kechamer shaba shareish beishle minim echa chamer kal. The kul echlas akamar, meaning if one can be eaten for 2 days, one can be eaten for 1 day, you can only eat it for 1 day. If one can be eaten in all of Yerushalayim, and one only in the Beis HaMikdash, you can only eat it like the chatas, it has to be eaten in the Beis HaMikdash, it gets the status of the chatas. So therefore, what? So where do you learn out, Tom, what I'm saying, where do you learn the Hetum Star for Isser over here? So it seems to be that the Basar is two different, right? It seems to be, It seems to be saying that if you eat one piece and the other piece, I'm not exactly sure, then it seems to be that if you eat a portion of the shlomim meat along with the portion of the chatas meat, right, and the chatas meat was already pasul, then you were mashlim a whole kazayas to make it pasul for eating something pasul. I don't see where it says that it's over here, but it talks about balua, which seems to me sounds like tam kikar, as opposed to Heter Mitzarif L'Isser. Right, Rashi says, Kol Asher Yiga, Basar Chulin, Oshlamin, Yes, I'm not exactly sure how that is, but they use... What?
Two, is that
two psukim that teach you the same rule. If two psukim are teaching you the same rule, you can't extrapolate it to anywhere else. It only applies in those two specific situations. Had the Torah wanted you to use it as a general rule, it would just teach it once. And then, right. So now we're also learning it from. Now we're also learning it. It applied from Chatas. So we're learning it from Mishras as one, Chatas as two. It's Shnei Ksuvim Vam Ke'echad, and that's why you can't extrapolate it beyond to a third thing, fourth thing, or anything else. Right. Okay, so he says that Chatas is also teaching us Hetem and Star Flisser. Again, I'm not clear as how that works out. So the Gemara sees, so you see from here that Hetem and Star Flisser, if you're learning that Mishras is teaching you Hetem and Star Flisser, so I'm learning out number one from Hetem Mishras, number two from Chatas, it's Shnei Ksuvim Vam Ke'echad, and that's why you don't extrapolate it anywhere else. The Rabbanon learned from Mishras, they learned Tam Ke'ikar. So the Gemara says, Rabbanon Nami, Nahave Nazir V'Chatas, Shnei Ksuvim Vam Ke'echad, Eim Alamdim. They would say, well, according to Rabbanon also, why are you saying that Tam Ke'ikar applies to Kol HaTorah Kula? It seems to be where anywhere Rabbi Kiva is learning out Hetem and Star Flisser, they're learning Tam Ke'ikar. So therefore they have Tam Ke'ikar from Mishras, number one. Tam Ke'ikar again from Chatas. It's also Shnei Ksuvim Vam Ke'echad. Why did Rabbanon say that Tam Ke'ikar applies to Kol HaTorah Kula? So the Gemara says, Amri Hanu, so they said to the Rabbanon, Hanu Mitzri Tzrichi. Because no, because Shnei Ksuvim Vam Ke'echad means that I didn't need the second one. The Rabbanon was to say, I need both. I need both. If I had one, I wouldn't learn the other. So if the second was giving me to be Mechadesh, so I no longer have Shnei Ksuvim Vam Ke'echad, and I can apply it to Kol HaTorah Kula. So the Rabbi Kiva is going to say that we can't learn to Kol HaTorah Kula. My Tzrichi. What do you need it for? Bishmah Yiksef Rachman B'chatos. And the Torah is written by Chatos, Lo Gamer Nazirinei. Dechulim Mikachim Lo Gamiran. El Lichto Rachman B'Nazir. V'teisei Chatos. Ta'akol Yisum Shem B'Torah Kagamer Nazir. Again, so it seems to be Rabbi Kiva is going to say, no, it's not needed. Because he's going to say, had it just written by Chatos, you're right. Then, had it just written by Chatos, I wouldn't be able to learn Nazir from it. Because you're not going to learn Chulin from Kachim. Kachim has a different status. I can't learn Kachim from Chulin. So he says, just write it by Nazir. Right, Gavir, just write it by Nazir. V'tesei Chatos, v'tigmor minei. And Chatos can be learned from Nazir. D'hakol yisum shabatorah, k'gami Nazir. You learn everything from Nazir. Why'd you have to write Chatos? Must mean to exclude it. Therefore, it's Shnei Ksuvim Vam Ke'echad. The Rabbanan Amilach, the Rabbanan say, no, it's not Shnei Ksuvim Vam Ke'echad, because I need both Nazir and Chatas. It's Matri Tzrichi. I need Chatas L'Hetter Mitzarif L'Isser. Chatas teaches me that Hetter is Mitzarif L'Isser, because Chulim Mikachim Lo Gamar, U'mishlas L'Itein Tam Ke'ikar, U'mikantan Dala Kol Tor Kula. So the Chachamim now say, listen, I'll tell you, this is what the story is. I'm only learning Tam Ke'ikar from Mishras. One pasuk applies to Kol HaTorah Kula. And what am I learning out from Chatas? From Chatas, I'm learning out Heter Mitzarf L'Isser. And Heter Mitzarf L'Isser will only apply to Chatas because that's Kachim. And from Kachim, I can't learn out to anywhere else. Okay? The Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva is going to hold Tarvayu L'Heter Mitzarf L'Isser. He goes, no. Both of them are for Heter Mitzarf L'Isser. They're going to be Shnei Ksuvim Bam Ke'echad, and therefore I can't learn Heter Mitzarf L'Isser L'Kol Torah Kula. So it seems, right, it seems like this. The Chachamim say that from Mishras I'm learning Heter Mitzarf L'Isser. Chachamim is saying that from Mishras I'm learning Tam Ke'ikar. It's only one pasuk. Tam Ke'ikar applies to Kol Torah Kula. We're good to go. From Chatas there's a concept of Heter Mitzarf L'Isser. Only applies to Kachim, even though it's only one pasuk, only applies to Kachim, doesn't go anywhere else. Rabbi Kiva, who learns Mishras as Heter Mitzarf L'Isser, is going to say, still, even though the Chachamim took Mishras and applied to Kol Torah Kula, but for Tam Ke'ikar, Rabbi Kiva can apply Mishras for Heter Mitzarf L'Isser to Kol Torah Kula, because he has it by Nazir and has it by Chatas, Shnei Ksuvim Ke'echad, they don't go out. The question though is though, okay, so where does Rabbi Kiva learn out Heter Mitzarf Tam Ke'ikar? Right? So he learned that out from, I think we said yesterday, he turned it out from Geulei Nachar. Remember from the idea that from the Kalim of Midyan, that they had a kasha the Kalim of Midyan. So if the Chachamim now have the Kalim of Midyan, you also have Tam Ke'ikar. So what do the Chachamim do now? Now they would have Tam Ke'ikar by Mishras, and Tam Ke'ikar by Geulei Nachrim, and Shnei Ksuvim Bam Ke'echad, how would you trap it called Torah Kula? So they're going to say that no, because the case of Geulei Nachrim was a chiddush, because it was the food that Eino Bas Yomo. And if it's Eino Bas Yomo, and you really wouldn't have thought that you had to be kasher them, because it's no sin tam of gam. But over there, the Torah said you had to do that. But therefore it's a chiddush, and therefore you don't have to learn, it doesn't mess up their another place of learning Tam Ke'ikar, because there's a Chiddush. They only learn Tam Ke'ikar from Mishras, and that applies to Kol HaTorah Kula.
But the difference
is that Tam Ke'ikar does apply to those prohibitions in general, and Heter Mitzarf L'Isser only applies to Nazir. So according to Rabbi Kiva, Heter Mitzarf L'Isser is only going to apply to Nazir,
right.
And Tam Ke'ikar, because you're learning it out, Tam Ke'ikar is going to apply to Kol HaTorah Kula.
Right.
According to Chachamim, Tam Ke'ikar is going to apply to Kol HaTorah Kula, and Heter Mitzarf L'Isser is only going to apply by Chatas.
Does it apply to Nazir?
No, because they don't learn it out in Mishras. They're learning Mishras for Tam Ke'ikar. Okay. So, Amr Le Rav Ashi Le Rav Kahana. All right, you need a chart. It should be a chart would be easier. Amr Le Rav Ashi Le Rav Kahana. Elahad Tanya. We have the following brice that talks of in Parashat Nazir. It says, Mikol Asher Yaseh. So okay, now again, they're asking here on Rabbi Kiva, who says that from the word Mishras, we learn Heter Mitzarf L'Isser for Nazir. So the pasuk by Nazir says, Mikol Asher Ya'aseh Migefen Hayayin Mecharzanim Ve'Adzag Limeid Al Isuri Nazir Shemitzarfim Zezeh. Right, so I have Mikol Asher Gefen Hayayin Mecharzanim Ve'Adzag. It teaches us that all these different shiurim of like wine products for a Nazir are going to combine. So if I have a little bit of wine combined with the grape, it comes together and it's mitzarif. So hashta the Rabbi Kiva iser veheter mitzarfin iser veiser mibayi. So he said the question I guess is we have to ask on Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says that I say heter mitzarif iser applies. Right, he said by mishras I learned heter mitzarif iser that if I have the wine and the bread combined. So if I know the wine, the bread combine to make a full shear for the nazir, because the heter, then it's mitzarif with the iser part, why do I need another pasuk to teach me the two things that are also combined? If heter and iser combine, then shouldn't iser and two things that are also combined as well? So amale, iser veheter bevas achas, iser veiser bezeh charzeh. He says no. He said when it comes to things that combine, so if it's wine and bread, you'd have to eat them basically at the same time. Or tokedei achilas pras. When it comes to iser, like the zug, the chartzan, and the grape or the wine, there are two things that are usher that combine. There's more of a time lag that would still obligate you, would still be mechayev you. Okay. So ends that sojourn into sort of Yoredeya and go back into Pesach stuff. So now the Mishnah is going to deal with this type of dough. They used to have pottery, clay pottery, and things would crack. And if they cracked, there'd be holes in the thing, and then whatever was holding could go through. So they would take this type of dough, and they would use that sort of as a sealant to seal up the holes or the cracks in the dishes. So the Mishnah says, "Butzek shebesidei ha'areva." Butzek shebesidkei ha'areva. So you have a bowl that you put in. You kneaded and put in this dough to close up the hole, right? Im yesh kezayis b'makom achad. If there is a kezayis of dough in one place, chayiv levayer. Then this has the mitzvah, the chiyuv that you have to destroy the chametz. You destroy the chametz because I have a kezayis of chametz sitting here. Have to destroy the chametz. The imlav, and if there isn't a kezayis of the dough in one place, so then that dough is batel b'miuto. It's batel, I guess, into the item, and therefore you're not going to be chayav to mevar it. The idea is, there's batel here, I think, means not like bitul chametz, but batel meaning in your mind you were mevatel it to the place. It doesn't have a chadav chashiv anymore, and you mevatel it. And the Mishnah says something v'chein le'inyan tuma. So too, when it comes to tuma, im makbid alav, if you were makbid, meaning you want it there, you don't want to take it, you don't want to leave it there, then it's not batel to the plate, and it's a chatzitza. V'imrotze b'kiyumo, but if you want it to stay there, harei koreva, then it becomes part of the bowl, and it's eino chotzeis. We'll pick that. We'll discuss that part in the Mishnah tomorrow. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Shmuel. Right? So the Mishnah said that if you have the dough that's in the cracks of this bowl, there's a chilek if it's a kezayis or if it's less than a kezayis. If it's a kezayis, it's not bottled to the bowl and you have to destroy it. If it's less than a kezayis, it's bottled to the bowl and you don't have to destroy it. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Shmuel. Lo shanu. When do we say this? Ella b'makom she'ein asuyim lechazek. Aval b'makom she'asuyim lechazek eino chayv levayer. He says this whole distinction between a kezayis and not a kezayis, it depends where this dough is. If the dough is in a place where you need it in order to maintain the stability, I guess, of the plate, then even if it's bigger than a kezayis, it's bottled there. Because if you took it out, the plate's going to be not going to be used. But if it's not, but if it's right, lo shon lemakom she'asuyim lechazek. But the Mishnah is only talking about the Mishnah, which makes a distinction between kezayis and less than kezayis, is only talking about a place where it's not so important for the integrity of the bowl, a little higher up on the bowl, on the rim or on the lid. There, they make if it's a kezayis, yeah, they burn it. If it's less than kezayis, you don't have to destroy it. But on a place, let's say the bottom, where if you take it out, you lose the utility of the utensil, doesn't make a difference. Right, Rashi says. So Rashi, it's 1, 2, 3, 4. It's like the fourth wide line, only the side. It says, "Beperish lo shanu de kezayis b'makom echad chayiv levayer." When do we say that if I have a kezayis in one place, I have to destroy it? Ela she'ein hatstakim b'shulei areva makom hatzakas mayim. She butza ze moel areva lechazak mayim. If it's not in a place that keeps the water in the bowl, right? Ela b'dif noseim makom she'ein asur lechazak. That same thing we said. It depends on where it is. So that is what Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel. Now comes Michlal. So what's the inference? Michlal, tepachos b'kezayis. If it's less than a kezayis, afilu b'makom she'ein oskar l'chazek, ein l'chayel avar. Where he says the distinction between kezayis and less than a kezayis is only in a place that's not makom l'chazek. Meaning if it's not makom, less than a kezayis, you never have to get rid of it. The only time you have to get rid of kezayis is a place where it's not makom l'chazek. Because if it's a makom l'chazek, even a kezayis can stay. The distinction the Mishnah is making, that less than a kezayis you have to get rid of, the only time you have to get rid of anything is a kezayis in a place where it's eino l'chazek. But a pachas kezayis, the Mishnah seems to say you got no problem with. So, ika demasle asefa, some bring Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel's words in the sefa, and that would flip everything around. But right, the sefer said im lav, meaning if it's not a kezayis, batel b'miuto. The Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, lo shanu el b'makom asur lechazek, aval makom ein asur lechazek chayv levayer. There he's saying that no. If he's saying the only time you're allowed to keep anything is if it's in a makom asur lechazek. That's where you make a distinction between kezayis and chatzi kezayis. Meaning if it's less than a kezayis, you can keep it. If it's more than a kezayis, you may not keep it. But if it's a makom she'ein asur lechazek, then even less than a kezayis, you have to get rid of. So the second mandamer is much more machmir. Because the first mandamer says, we're making saying that in the, let's just use the base and the rim. Then the first mandamer says that in the base, you have no problem, you can keep it, because that keeps the integrity of the bowl. The distinction between Gezayis and Chatzi Gezayis is up on the rim. Gezayis, get rid of, Chatzi Gezayis, no problem. The second Maimonides says, no. The distinction between Gezayis and Chatzi Gezayis is at the base. That, if it's a Chatzi Gezayis, you can keep, less than a Gezayis, you can keep it. If it's a Gezayis, you may not. But up on the rim, there's no point for it being there at all, even less than a Gezayis they have to get rid of. So that seems to have two braces that say the opposite thing. Because then it becomes bottled to the, it's losing its utility as chametz. It becomes bottled to the trough, and it becomes a piece of. It's no more chametz anymore. You're identifying it now as part of the bowl. Okay. So the Gemara, right? So Michlal, the Gezayis, afilu makamash the chatzikai gvar. Who said that? So the Gemara says Tanya Kalishna Kama, the Tanya Kalishna Basra. We have one brayso that supports the way the first lashon of Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, and this, we have a brayso that supports the second way. Tiny Kalishna Kama, it has a price that supports the Lishna Kama, Batzik Shebisidoke Areva. Okay, so I have dough that's closing up the cracks in this trough. If it's Bemakam Asur Lichazek, if it's in a place that keeps the bowl, that could keep everything intact, Eino Chotzitz, period. It's not Chotzitz. So even if it's a Kazayas, the Eino Over, and you're not violating Kamet on Pesach. The Im Bemakam Shein Asur Lichazek, if it's in a place that's that's not going to keep that they don't necessarily need to keep the bowl intact. That's then it's chotzeitz. I guess it means the chatzitza for if it goes into the mikvah. The over, and you'll violate by your rabbi matze. But med dvar mamurim that you violate by your rabbi matze if you have butzik on the top. That's because I'm a pachas kazayis. But if it's less than kazayis, I feel makom shenas with chazik. Even if it's a place that's not there to maintain the integrity of the bowl, ain't no chotzeitz, ain't no over. It's not going to be chatzitza. It's not going to be violated by rabbi matze. You see here the distinction between kazayis and chatzik kazayis is on the top. And that but on the bottom, a kazayis would be fine no matter what, because that's keeping the integrity of the bowl. The only problem would be usser would be on the top, where kazayis is no good, and less than kazayis would be okay. That's like the first sheet that we read. The tiny kalishna of asra, and we have a brisa that supports the second lashon of the brisa, which has the same idea. Batzek b'shabasik dikei reva. You have dough that's in the cracks in the trough. B'makom asra lechazek, if it's in the place that maintains the bowl. Eino chotzeis, it's not going to be chatzitz if you put it in the mikvah. The eino over, you're not going to violate by rabbi matze. The makom she'eino asur lechazek, if it's on top, right then it's chotzeis. If the dough's there, it's a chatzitza, and you'll violate by rabbi matze. And now b'medvar mamurim, when do we say this? That's b'pachas mikazayis. That's only if it's less than a kazayis on top. Aval b'kazayis, but if it's a kazayis, afilu b'makom asur lechazek chotzeis over. Even if it's in the bottom, it's still going to be chatzitza, and it's still going to violate by rabbi matze, which is exactly like the second lashon, which says that. Kazayis is no good across the board. According to the first Lashon, Kazayis is fine as long as on the bottom. And Chatzik Kazayis, less than Kazayis, has no problem across the board. According to the second Shita, Kazayis is always a problem. The only time you'd be okay if you have less than a Kazayis, if you have less than Kazayis on the top.
How do you learn this? Where do you learn the idea that you could have that a bittle by a cage?
We have that all the time, though. If it's something that you wanted to stay there, I don't know what the pusik source is, but
right,
something.
Right. Like,
I don't know. Right. I don't know. And maybe it's a svara. I mean, if something that you wanted to stay there, it now becomes the kli. If the same thing when you go, to, people go to mikvah, they have braces on. It's something that's not going to be taken off. It's something we learned the ideas of chatzitza. It's something that there's bottle there. You don't have any intent of taking it off. Then it becomes, if it's something that you want to take off, it has to, because of chotzeis, nail polish, different things, like it's extrapolating it over from there to here. But the Gemara now says, Kashna Hadadi, these two brises so serve each other, which to me is like, so what? Kashna Hadadi. Okay, fine. So that's, yeah, you have two Tanon, two brises, one holds one way, one holds the other way. So the Gemara says, Kashna Hadadi, so Amar Rav Huna says, you know what? You're right, these two brises are inconsistent. Sami kilta mikami chamirta. Get rid of the one that's a kula, get rid of the first shita, and keep it with the second shita that's more chamor. So comes Rav Yosef Amar, Tanaisha kalta me alma? What do you mean? You're just coming here and it doesn't fit, so you're just tossing Tanai. It's one thing if you have one brisa that says that Reuven says A, and one brisa that says Reuven says B. All right, that's inconsistent, because now you have two different Tanaim here. One saying A, one saying B. What's the big deal? So the Gemara says, and I'll tell you, it's Tanayim, it's a Machlokas Tanayim, and he brings a source that's a Machlokas Tanayim. Which again, I'm going to say, why do you have to bring a source to tell me it's a Machlokas Tanayim? I have a Machlokas Tanayim, right here in these brisos. But the Gemara brings two other brisos which are consistent with each of the other brisos here to show it's a machlokas tanoim. He says tanohi. Why? I have the following case. Titania, you have a brisa that says hapas sheipsha, which I think means the bread got moldy. It's not edible anymore, right? So it's moldy bread. It says chayiv levayer. You have to still burn it, even though it's not royal achila. You still have to get rid of it. Why? Because you can use it as a leavening agent. It still can be seor. It can be used to be ground up and then used to make more to make other chametz. So it's like seor. So even though it's not royal achila, since it's roy to make chametz for other isos, you have to get rid of it. Okay. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Med Rama Murim. When do we say that you have to get rid of this moldy bread? That's b'mikuyemes l'achila. That's when you keep it around for that purpose. When you're keeping it around for the leavening purposes. Aval kofe seor sheyichad al yeshiva. But if you have like this mound of yeast that you're not going to use anymore, because it's not royal achila, what you do is it's like this brick of yeast that you use. You say, you know what, I'm designating this to be a stool to sit on. Right, so now I've removed it from chametz and I'm making it into a stool. Aval kofe seor butla, it's butel. It becomes butel. It's no longer Torah's chametz, and you're not going to violate Pesach because seor. Because if you now the idea is if this gush, this mound of seor is definitely more than kazayas. If you can use it to sit on it. Umida Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says that something that's more than a kazayas can become butel. Umida Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar butla miklal tanakama sover lo butla. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds that more than a kazayas can become butel. So he'd be the sheet the brice that says that the kazayas in the bottom could be batel, and the chachamim say that more than kazayas cannot become, still can't be batel. They'll be the other shita. Right? Midamar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar batla mikol tanakama savar lo batla alma kasavar. The tanakama holds kol kazayas, any kazayas aval gav de mivatel. Even if you wanted to stay in that place, meaning I want to use it as a stool, or I want it to be in the bottom of the bowl in order to help the bowl, chamit is still chamer. It's lo batel. It's not going to be batel in that place. So they have to say, so you see, it's machlokas tanaim. Don't tell me to erase one brisa and the other brisa. These two brisas are representative of two different shitas of the tanaim. One's Rishum ben Elazar. The second brisa is Rishum ben Elazar. The first brisa is Rishum ben Elazar. The second brisa is the Chachamim. So Abai says to them, you know what? That's a very good answer. But you have to remember there are two contradictions in our brisas. Brisa number one said that on the bottom you make a distinction between Zayas and Chatzi Kazayas. Sorry, on the bottom there's no distinction between Gezayas and Chatzi Kazayas. On the top you make a distinction between Gezayas and Chatzi Kazayas. But according to the second, according to the first Brisa, you can have less than a Kazayas on top. According to the second Brisa, the only time you can have less than a Kazayas on the bottom, not on top. So this answer that you just gave us answered the stira between Kazayas and Kazayas. It didn't answer the stira between less than a Kazayas and less than a Kazayas. So Gemara says, okay, he says, Amalei Bai, Teratz Kazayas, Pachas mi Kazayas mi Teratzta. So basically, you answer the question for the base, you don't answer the question for the walls. So Ella Havaha, Gemara says, Havaha, both of these brisos are according to the same shita. Meaning, there's going to be the brisos that we brought, there's no stira between them, and they're just discussing different parts of the pot. There are going to be three different parts of the pot. There's going to be the base. There's going to be the wall, which is level two, and then level three, which is even higher up. He says, Ela hava ha, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, the lokasha ha b'makom lisha, ha b'tzlov makom lisha. Depends where along in the pot you're discussing. So you have the base. So we're talking about the place of where you do kneading. Because where you knead, that's where you need it to be. Because kneading mixes with the water, that's where you're going to knead. Sorry, where you can knead, that's where you need it to not have any holes in it. So therefore, both of them are going to say as follows: on the base, that's where you knead with the K, that you can have a kazayas. On the walls, that's also oftentimes where you knead with the K, so a kazayas will be okay also. Higher up, that's going to be a problem, because higher up, that's not where you knead, so you don't have to have anything in the wall, so therefore less than a kazai, anything there is no good. But it all depends on how you define, how you go, you have to go through the brisos and how you define it. So the first brisa says, right, the first brisa, right, so the, you go through the Rashi, but that's basically how it says it, that there's three areas, right, there's the base, sorry? With Rashi, there's the base, there's the wall, and then there's above the wall. That's going to be the case, right? Rashi says, But each brisa calls them each case each place a different name. Rashi says Masnisin Basraisa, the second brisa, Lo Kari Makom Shein Asur L'Chazik El Makom Sheino Makom Lisha Klal. Right, Kegon Safa El Yona, all the way on top. Aval Defanos Kari Makom Asur L'Chazik. Right, he calls that Makom Asur L'Chazik. The Kamaisa Kari Afdefanos Makom Shein Asur L'Chazik. It just depends on how they define things. So there's three places. They're both discussing the same idea. They're both discussing base, wall, and above the wall. So base and wall, you can maintain the kazayas if you want it to be there. Above the wall, that's where you can have a distinction. Okay. To go through the Rashi, it's a long Rashi. Okay. Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, Lo tema shalom makom lisha, agaba da agna, ela sifta da agna. And he explains also, he says that makom lisha doesn't mean on the side, but ela sifna dagna, when the place where you don't need is all the way on the top. That's the third place. So more, that's what he says. Oh, agaba da aga, shalob mokam lisha is on the outside. Say again. I can't hear you. Abai is talking about the arts outside.
Yeah.
Oh really? That's what he said. So that's where you don't. That's where you can't fill it in, because that makes no difference. Because if it's just on the outside, that's not makom lisha.
That's cosmetic.
It's cosmetic. Okay.
Yeah,
all right. So the Gemara says pshita. It's mild tema zima the atif imati lahasam. Because you would think that maybe, I guess, when you need, it would overflow and get to that place. Kamash malana. That's not the case. That's not considered makom lisha, because I guess we're not concerned about the fact that it would overflow to that area. Okay. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, halachik Rav Shimon Elazar. The halach is like Rav Shimon Elazar. In what case? The halach of Shimon Elazar, that means that you can turn over this whole block of Seor and sit on it, and you're not violating anything because it's bottles there. You could be mevatel the chametz and say that it's no longer chametz. This is the idea. It's now considered a chair. The Gemara says, Eini, is that really true that Rav passed like Rav Shimon? Bahamar of Yitzhak bar Rav Ashi Amar Rav. But Rav Yitzhak is the name of Rav. Right, im tuf paneh betit, when can you use this thing as a stool? Is if you smeared like cement on it, then it's batla. Then you made it clear, you made an action, and you show that it's no longer going to be used for seor, it's going to be used for the stool. Tuf in lo tachlo, which means only if you put cement on it, and if you didn't put cement on it, then no. So Gemara says, umadam asniha lo masniha, you're right. I have Rav Nachman Marav, and I have Rav Ashi Marav. The one who learned that, they're both quoting Rav. One's quoting one way, one's quoting the other way. Whoever quoted this way didn't quote the other way. So I guess it's a machlokus, and to say what Rav actually said, it was a misunderstanding by one as to what Rav actually said. Ika da Amrin, other man da Amr says, Amr Rav Nachman Amr Rav, we only quote Rav Nachman Amr Rav, who's saying, Ein alach Rav Shimon Elazar. The alach is not like Rav Shimon Elazar, holds like Josh, who says that what's chametz is chametz, you can't be mevatel it, right? The Amr of Yitzchak Bar Ashi Amr Rav, im tach paneh betit batla, that only you can use it if you smeared this cement or this lime on it, that's what is mevatel it. But if you didn't smear the cement or the lime, it's not mevatel it. Therefore, he doesn't hold like Rav Shimon, because Rav Shimon would simply say, as long as in your mind you say, I'm going to use it as a stool, then it's fine. Okay. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Rav Nachman's name is Shmuel, Shnei Chatzei Zesim, right, V'chut Shel Batzek B'neim. So I have half a kazayas on one side of the trough, and half a kazayas on the other side of the trough, and I have this one small little string of dough that's connecting them. So now do I have a kazayas? Are they connected by that string? So Rorin, we see, Kol She'ilu Yenotel Achut, Vinitalan Imo, if you can lift that string and both through, it's a string is strong enough to then hold both Chatzi Kazayasim on either side, then Chayav Levar, then I have a full Kazayas and I have to get rid of it. The Imlav, but if you would lift up the string, it would rip, right? Then Ein Chayav Levar, then I don't have one Kazayas in one place, I have a Chatzi Kazayas here, a Chatzi Kazayas there, and then we said that the Chatzi Kazayas in the bowl wouldn't be a problem, and you don't have to be Mevarit. I don't know why I have to be Mevarit for Chatzi Shir, but yet don't have to be Mevarit. So Amrav Ula, Ula said, Lo Amaron Ela Ba'areva. That's only said in the trough, I guess, because in the trough, they're not going to move from one place to the other. I guess they're in the walls in the trough, they're not going to move from one place to the other. Aval Bebayis, if I have a Chatzi Kazayis in one side of the house, yeah, Marta? Oh, if I have one Kazayis in one side of the house, and another Kazayis on the other side of the house, Chayv Lebayar. Even if they don't have the string connecting them, I have to get rid of them. Why? My timer. The zimnin, the konish luhu, when nafli gabe hadadi. Because sometimes you sweep the floor in the house. I think that's what it means. What did you say? Yeah, you sweep the floor of the house, and then you're going to bring the two chatzikas asim together. But in the bowl, they would never come together, because one's in one wall, one's in the other wall. So amar ulak, so the idea is, if it's something that's going to be combined, typically combined, then you have to get rid of it. If it's not going to be combined, you don't have to worry about it. So amar ulak says, they ask in Eretz Yisrael, Bais Baliyah Mahu, Bais Bachsadru Mahu, Shnei Batim Zelfnim Zem Mahu, Teku. The idea is we sit in a house, you're going to sweep and combine them. What if one Chatzik Zayis is in the house and the other is in the attic? Right, is that typically going to come together? What if one one's in the house and one's outside, like in the portico? Are they going to come together? What if you have two houses, one's on the inside of the other house? Are they, I guess, owned by two different people? Will they going to come together or not come together? Meaning, are these things considered similar to the two Chatzik Zayisim in the bias or two Chatzik Zayisim in the trough? The Gemara leaves that as a teku. Not sure what the answer is. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, learned in a brisa. Hapat she ipsha. So I have, you know, the bread that the dough that became moldy. V'nifsula mele echol adam. And now it's so moldy that your person can't eat it. V'hakelav yachol ochla. But a dog can eat it. So it's not nifsula metilas kelav yet. So it still maintains the status of ochel. It's metama tumas ochlim kibetza. It would be ochel, and if it would be able to, if it has a shir kibetza, so long as it can be eaten by a dog, it can be mekabel tuma. But and therefore nisrefes imatmeya bePesach. Therefore, if this was truma tahora, it gets burnt. It can still be burnt with the truma tahora on Pesach because it's. But since it's not royal lechilas adam, it still can be burned. Mishum Rav Nosson Omer ainu matama. According to Rav Nosson, he says no. Once something is pasul meyachilas adam, it's no longer considered food, and therefore ainu matama. It's not going to be susceptible to tuma. So kaman azal hadatanan. According to whom does the following mission go like? It says, anything, all food items maintain tumah until it becomes pasul from the echol mechilas kelev. Kiman d'loka Rav Nosson. It doesn't go according to Rav Nosson. It's to see here Rav Nosson said, Rav Nosson said that if it's pasul mechilas adam, it's not metama. And the mission says if it's pasul mechilas kelev, it's not metama. So that mission doesn't accord with the shita Rav Nosson. Tana Rabbanan. Learned in the brisa, arevas ha'abdonim. So this is the bowl used by the leather tanners. I guess they would put the water in there, and then they would put that's where they would soak the leather into this water. Shenasna socha kemetach, and you put flour in there as well. I guess in order to help with the tanning process, and therefore you have water and flour mixing together in here. So if you put the flour in the bowl, tok shlosha yomim, 3 days. Within 3 days before Pesach, it still has this name of chametz, chayev levar. You have to destroy it. But kodem shlosha yomim, if you put the flour in the water more than 3 days before Pesach, so then it loses the status of chametz because I guess it becomes something so disgusting. It ain't chayev levar. So Amar Rabbi Nasa, Nasa says b'med dvarim amurim. When do we say this that it depends on 3 days or not 3 days? That's shalom nasna socha oros. If you have not yet put the hides in the water. If you put the hides in the water, even if you put it in, and some shows even right away before Pesach, you're not chayav to destroy that water. That's not considered chametz, because once you put the leather in there, it becomes so meus, it becomes so disgusting. It's possible, I guess, even mechilas kelev, and it would not have the status of chametz. And Amar Rava says halacha Rabbi Nosson. The halacha follows Rabbi Nosson in this case. Before Rabbi Nosson didn't accord with the Mishnah. Here the halacha follows Rabbi Nosson. Afilu yomechad, afilu sha'achas. Even 1 day, even 1 hour. The moment you put the leather into this mixture of water and flour, that makes the chametz non-edible, and therefore you don't have a problem with it being chametz on Pesach. Okay, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow.